我们末了一直看提多书。
As tonight we look into Titus for the last time.
我们看到非常宝贝的主的话语的光，在末了的话里头向我们揭开。
Very precious, we can see in the light of the Lord's words that it is revealed to us.
上次末了我们看到人在神的面前需要学习服从主。
Last time when we ended, we saw that the man had to learn to be obedient to authority.
主的话就在我们日常的生活里面，透过一些生活上的事情叫我们去学习。
And the Lord's words in our daily living through many areas, many matters to let us learn that.
一提到这样的一个学习的时候
，and when we mention about such lessons，
圣灵就把我们原来的本相显露出来
，and the Holy Spirit reveals to us our own nature，
给我们看见我们原来在神的面前都是一无是处
，to let us see that before God by nature we have no good，
但是感谢神
，but we thank God，
我们什么都没有
，even though we have nothing，
如果说我们有就是无知。
And if we say we have anything, that is our ignorance,
悖逆,
our disobedience,
顶撞,
and our opposition,
抵挡神,
to oppose God,
我们有的就是这么一些,
and that's the things that we have.
那么这些从人的天然里头出来的, 没有一样是肯服权柄的。
And this very nature of man is something that it would not be submissive to authority.
因为每一个人都要做权柄。
Because each one of us wants to have our own authority.
但是主说我们蒙恩得救的人，我们必须学习接受权柄。
But our Lord Jesus said that we who are saved by grace must learn to accept authority.
那我们的本相既然是不能接受权柄的。
And since our own nature is something that is not willing to accept authority,
那神怎么能要求我们去服权柄呢？
Then how does God require for us to submit to that authority?
这是非常非常有恩典的一件事。
Now this is something very gracious.
因着这样的一个缘故，我们就看到提多书下第三章下半的一个主题的信息。
And because of this reason, we can see the theme of Titus chapter 3, the second half.
那我们从第五节开始留意
，and let us start from verse five，
就是在我们愚昧无知的时候
，and that is when we are foolish and ignorant，
神就救了我们
，that is when the Lord saved us。
怎么来救法呢
？How did He save us？
不是因着我们所行的义
，it is not by works of righteousness we have done。
用人的话来讲，就是不是因着我们做得好，活得好。
In man's word, it's not because we have lived well or we have done something good.
因为就着我们的本相，我们根本就不可能做得好，也不可能活得好。
Because by our own nature, we cannot do anything good or live well.
所以那里非常明确地说出，在人这一边，蒙了恩典是没有可夸的。
And so here it is very clear that we have been saved by grace, nothing that we can boast of.
因为我们蒙恩得了神的拯救
，because we have been saved by His mercy，
乃是照着他的怜悯
，it is by His mercy。
感谢主
，we thank the Lord。
不是我们能做到一个地步，我们得救
，it is not that we can do something to a point to merit our salvation，
乃是因为神的怜悯叫我们得救
，but it is by His mercy that we are saved。
那一提到这一点的时候
，and when this is mentioned，
我们大家都懂。
Then we can all understand.
的确，我们是凭恩典而得蒙拯救的。
Yes, we are saved by grace.
但是提多书这里提到这一个拯救的事实的时候
，But here in Titus when it mentions this truth about our salvation,
提到一些事情是我们平常没有把它总结起来的。
It mentions something that we seldom conclude together.
甚至有人把它弄歪了。
Even sometimes men would make that corrupt.
哦，还不是可能
to
是改变
to turn to change that。
弟兄，你留意在这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention here。
他说我们得救啊。
It says here we are saved。
神救我们呐、
啊。That God has saved us。
乃是根据他的怜悯。
It is according to His mercy。
在这个怜悯的里面，神就做了一些事情。
And in His mercy, He has done something。
那神所做的这些事情，就叫我们整个人在神的面前翻转过来了。
And these things which He have done has turned us completely about in Him。
从前是可恨的。
Before we were hateful.
现在是蒙爱的。
And now we are loved.
那这一个转变。
And this change.
不是因着我们自己做得好。
It is not because of ourselves.
乃是因着他的怜悯。
It is because of his mercy.
他怜悯我们的时候。
When he has mercy.
他就做了两件事情。
He did two things.
这两件事情就把我们整个人转过来了。
And these two things has turned us completely around.
第一件事是什么？
The first thing.
用着你看到重生的净。
Brothers and sisters, we have the washing of regeneration.
第二件事情是什么？
What is the second thing?
圣灵的更新。
The renewing of the Holy Ghost.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 我们留意这两件事情的时候，
Now,
我们都知道有这样的事。
Now when we pay attention to these two matters, we know about them.
但是我们却没有留意到这些事情那一个准确的功用是什么？
But we have not paid attention what that accurate function of these two matters are.
那重生的净，我们平常就是知道我们接受生命。
Now the washing of regeneration, normally we would say we have received life.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果说我们接受生命，
if we say we receive life,
那只是碰到重生。
Then we have only merely touched upon the regeneration.
但是这里不是说单单说说重生。
But here it does not only talk about being born again.
这里是说重生的祭。
But it is the washing of regeneration.
这是怎么回事呢？
What matter is this?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这里，圣灵的启示很丰富的把一个在救恩里的大事向我们解开。
The revelation of the Holy Spirit reveals to us this great matter in salvation.
在我们信主的时候，
Now, when we believe in the Lord,
神就叫我们因着信主而接受生命。
God has called us because by our faith in the Lord, He gives us life.
这个是重生。
This is to be born again.
但是一说到重生的净的时候，
But when it mentions about the washing of regeneration,
似乎整本圣经只有这里提到这个重生的净。
In the whole Bible, only here is mention of this washing of regeneration.
那究竟这个重生的净是什么？
And in fact, what is this?
刚才我特别说了，这里不是说重生，这里是说重生的净。
Here I've mentioned again, this is not being born again, but it is the washing of regeneration.
里面是包括重生。
Within this, it is being born again.
但是不是单单只有重生。
But it is not just merely being born again.
因为这里是说的重生的祭。
Because it is the washing of regeneration.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to this.
重生是谁做成的呢？
Who have completed us being born again?
是神借着圣灵做。
It is God completing it through the Spirit.
那现在圣灵叫我们重生。
Now the Holy Spirit has caused us to be born again.
但是借着又说，这个在重生的时候又有一个事实叫做重生的祭。
Now being born again, there's also this fact to be washed by regeneration.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们细细的去注意神在我们接受救恩的时候他所做的工。
Now let us pay attention in detail very carefully the work he did in salvation.
很自然就叫我们看到。
Very naturally then we can see.
这里所说重生的净，
Here when it mentions the washing of regeneration,
是包括了两个属灵的事实。
It includes two spiritual truths.
一个就是接受生命，
One is to receive life.
另外一个就是进入身体。
And the other is to enter into body.
因为一提到净的时候，
Because when you mention about the washing,
那我们很自然就想到圣灵的净。
Then we can think of the baptism of the Spirit.
虽然这里没有说是圣灵的净，
Even though it does not mention that here,
但是说到是，而是说到是重生的净。
It mentions about washing of regeneration.
重生是圣灵做的工。
Now, the, being born again is the work of the Holy Spirit.
重生是我们接受圣灵所做的工。
To be regenerated means we have accepted the work of the Spirit.
所以在重生又有一个净的事实在哪里的时候，很明确我们肯定的，这是圣灵的净。
And so we are very assured that this is the washing of the Holy Spirit because to be regenerated is to be washed by the Holy Spirit. To be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常有意思的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
那个意思就是给我们很清楚的要抓牢。
We have to grasp onto this.
在我们信主的时候，
that when we believe in the Lord,
不管你甘心或者不甘心，不甘心，
whether you are willing or not,
你在蒙恩得救的那一刻，
on that moment when you're saved by grace,
你也进到 身体的里头。
You have also entered into the body.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是一方面。
This is one hand.
那另外就说到圣灵的更新。
Now on the other hand, we talk about the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里说到圣灵的更新。
Here when it mentions the renewing of the Holy Spirit,
不是说我们已经有了一些新的东西。然后圣灵就把我们更新一下。
It's not that we have something new and then the Holy Spirit renews it.
因为这里是说到得救。
But here it mentions about being saved.
是说到救恩。
It talks about salvation.
这里所说的圣灵里边的更新。
So here when it mentions the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
乃是指我们这个从旧人进入新人。
It talks about our being old man to enter into the new man.
我们成了新人。
We have become a new man.
也这个也是圣灵所做的工。
And this is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是我们在接受救恩的时候，神在我们身上所做成的几件大事。
And these are the few of the great things that God has completed when we receive salvation.
如果从提多书这里我们看到的。
From what we can see here in Titus,
第一是接受生命。
One is to receive life.
第二是进入身体。
Second is to enter into the body.
第三就改变地位。
And the third is to change our position.
从旧造进到新造。
From the old creation to enter into the new creation. We thank God.
整个的蒙恩。
In our entire salvation.
都是圣灵在那里把神的怜悯执行在我们的身上。
It is the Holy Spirit executing God's mercy upon us.
我又和弟兄姊妹们放重一点去看的，就不是第五节。
And what I want brothers and sisters to emphasize on is not on verse 5,
而是在第六节。
But it is in verse 6.
因为这里提到这三件大事都是圣灵在那里做的。
Because these three great things as mentioned is done by the Spirit.
那因此
，Therefore，
神的话就在这里把圣灵所做的。向我们做一个比较全面的解开。
And God's words here through what the Spirit has done has opened up fully to us.
那为什么我要特别和弟兄姊妹们留意第六节呢？
Now why do I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to verse 6?
我心里常常有这样的一个想法。
In my heart, I always have
this thinking. 如果灵恩派里边的弟兄姊妹们实在能读懂第六节。
Now if the charismatic brethren can truly read and understand fully verse 6,
他们就不会灵恩派了。
Then they would not be charismatics.
很可惜。
But unfortunately,
他们只看见圣灵的一些的工作，一些的恩赐。
They can only see some of the gifts and the work of the Holy Spirit.
却没有看准圣灵在我们身上做的是什么。
But they have yet to see accurately what it is that the Holy Spirit is doing upon us.
弟兄姊妹先留意第六节怎么说。
Brothers and sisters, first pay attention what it says in verse 6.
他说圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
The Holy Spirit which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
弟兄姊妹你在这里你看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, here you can see one thing.
这个是导致灵恩派产生的一个误解。
And this is something that can hinder the coming about of the charismatics.
那他们在不说他们的历史，不过我们不能不留意他们用什么的认识去看圣灵的浇灌。
Now we do not want to go into the history, but we have to see what their foundation is. That is the shedding on us of the Holy Spirit.
Pouring.
The pouring of the Holy Spirit upon us.
弟兄姊妹一提到灵恩派的时候
Brothers and sisters, now when we mention about the charismatic,
没有办法把圣灵充满这个事实来撇开的。
We cannot take away this fact that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满是对的。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is right.
每一个人都需要有圣灵充满的经历。
Now each one of us must have this experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是绝对不是灵恩派的弟兄们他们所指定的那个样式。
But it is not the specific pattern of the charismatic brethren what they claim to be.
因为灵恩派的弟兄们把圣灵充满 指定在一个样式的上面。
Because the charismatic brethren has pointed out specifically to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be in one pattern.
所以他们就把圣灵充满跟圣灵浇灌就挂起钩来了。
And so they have connected these two things to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be poured upon by the Holy Spirit.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们细细去读主的话的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when we read carefully the Word of God,
我们很清楚地看见，
we can see clearly then,
圣灵浇灌跟圣灵充满是两回事。
The pouring on of the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Spirit is two different matters.
这两件事情不能画上等号的。
Now these two things cannot be equal to each other.
浇灌就是浇灌。
To be poured on is to be poured on.
充满就是充满。
To be filled is to be filled.
圣灵充满会给我们经历一些圣灵的恩赐。
Now when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we can experience some of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
但是不是固定的某一种的恩赐。
But it is not specific gifts.
并且圣灵充满认真说起来还不尽是一些恩赐的问题。
To be accurate, to be filled with the Holy Spirit does not necessarily touch upon the matters of gifts.
同时也包括在生活上彰显基督的生命。
But it has to do with in our daily living to manifest the life of Christ.
但是我不想扯到圣灵充满那边那么远。
I don't want to go too far off with this matter of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是在读提多书。
Because we're reading Titus.
我们只是指出灵恩餐里边的一个误导，我们就要看正面的那个意思是什么。
We want just to point out some of the misconception, misteaching of the charismatics to see this.
那经文上文就告诉我们，我们得救乃是因着神的怜悯和重生的敬并圣灵的更新。
Now in the text before it tells us, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那这些事情都是借着圣灵的工作来表达的。
Now all these things are expressed to us through the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以第六节就说到圣灵是神在基督里，或者说神借着神的儿子丰丰富富的倒在我们身上。
That's why in verse 6 it tells us the Holy Spirit which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
浇灌是什么？
What is to pour out?
浇灌就是大量的一体从上往下倒下来，就叫做浇灌。
To be pour on us is to be in full, to pour down upon us.
那是神把圣灵大量的从天上给我们倾倒下来。
Now it is God have poured fully the Holy Spirit from heaven upon us.
事实上，圣灵在我们身上的确是把神许许多多的各种各样的荣耀的丰富坐在我们的身上。
Now indeed the Holy Spirit does work this out within us, the glorious fullness of God abundantly upon us.
那所以圣灵浇灌。
So the pouring on of the Holy Spirit.
没有可能把它跟圣灵充满或者圣灵降临画上等号。
So the pouring on of the Holy Spirit cannot equal to being filled with the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit coming upon us.
怎么我们可以这样说呢？
How come we can say this?
那我们就要留意。
We must pay attention then.
圣灵浇灌在我们身上做工的时候的目的是什么？
Then we have to see what the purpose of the pouring on of the Holy Spirit upon us is.
如果我们看到那个目的，
Now if we can see that purpose,
我们就知道准确的圣灵浇灌究竟是怎么一回事。
Then we can see accurately what it is this matter of the pouring on of the Holy Spirit.
那我想弟兄姊妹你留意，
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神把圣灵厚厚的浇灌我们，
God has shed on us abundantly the Holy Spirit，
就引出一个结果，
to bring forth this result，
这个结果就在第七节，
and this result is in verse 7。
我们在第七节里面看到圣灵浇灌的两个目的，
and we can see the purpose of the pouring on of the Holy Spirit upon us in verse 7.
也就是圣灵浇灌在我们身上显出来的结果。
And this is the result, the two results that is manifested through the pouring on of the Holy Spirit upon us.
第一就是叫我们称义。
One is to be justified.
对不对？
Is that right?
你看第七节中文就说得很清楚。
It's very clear in the Chinese translation in verse 7.
好叫。
That being justified, so we can be justified.
那个好叫真是有意思啊。
That's very meaningful.
神把圣灵厚厚的浇灌在我们的身上。
Now that God has poured on abundantly the Holy Spirit upon us.
好叫，那就是为要，同一个意思。
It's the same meaning as so, in order that we can be justified.
叫我们得称为义。
So that we can be justified.
那这是第一件事。
This is the first matter.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
接着下去。
It continues.
可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
That we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
这是第二件事。
This is the second matter.
用这么你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
你根本不可能说那个蒙恩得救了的人他没有资格做神的后嗣。
You cannot say someone who is saved by grace has no qualification to be heirs.
你说我承认你得救了。
You say that I have confessedyou so that I have acknowledged you so I'm saved.
但是我不承认你是神的后嗣。
But I do not acknowledge you to be an heir of God.
为什么？
Why?
因为你没有圣灵浇灌。
Because you do not have the Holy Spirit poured out on you.
弟兄姊妹，这个话是不能说的。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot claim this.
这个如果这样说，这个话是不准确的。
If you say this, it is not accurate.
这个不是神向人说的话。
This is not something that God speaks to man.
神说的话是说，你们接受了圣灵浇灌，第一，你们就得称为义；第二，你们就成了后嗣。
For the word of God says that if you have received the shedding on of the Holy Spirit, first you are justified, secondly you are made heirs.
这两件事情都是地位和身份上在神面前的改变。
And this is the change of our status and our position before God.
但是我们读下去的时候
But when we read on,
我们还看到圣灵浇灌的第三个目的
We can see the third purpose of the pouring on of the Holy Spirit
那是第八节了
That is verse 8
第八节就是说这话是可信的哪一个话就是第七节的话
verse,
第六第七节的话
Verse 8 it says this is a faithful saying What is faithful? That is verse 6 and 7
这两节的话是非常准确的。
Now these two verses are accurate.
是你也要切切把这个事实讲明。
And these things I will that thou affirm constantly.
为什么呢
？Why?
不单是要他们清楚地明白救恩的事实。
That only so that they can clearly understand the truth of salvation.
同时也让他们知道生活的目的。
But also that they may know the purpose of their living.
这个就是第三样。
This is the third thing.
所以说。使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业。
That's why it says that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works.
那个正经事业啊，那个小字弟兄姊妹留意是留心行善。
And so in the footnote it says to be careful to maintain good works.
那又是回到神的旨意和神的计划。
And so this also again returns back to the plan and the will of God.
是生活上面的要求。
So this is a requirement upon our living.
用我们平常说惯的话来说，就是要在生活上去彰显神。
So to use our normal terminology, it is to in our daily living to manifest God.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到第三件事说起来好像都是大事。
Brothers and sisters, so when you see these three things, it seems like great things.
人得称为义。
Man is justified, that is great.
成了神的后嗣大事。
To be made heirs, that is a great matter as well.
能彰显神大事。
And to be able to manifest God is also a great matter.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这件大事那个根据乃是我们蒙恩得救。
Now those three great things, the foundation of that is that we are saved by grace.
也就是说
and that is also
当我们进入救恩里面的时候
that is at the time when we enter into salvation
神就借着圣灵的工作在我们身上显明这几方面的事
that God through the working of the Holy Spirit upon us manifests these things
弟兄姊妹们称义我们熟悉
brothers and sisters we are familiar with being justified
但是我们不一定能了解称义的那一个宝贝的 那个意思。
But we may not fully understand the precious meaning of justification.
我们也承认没有办法了解的透彻。
We also confess though we cannot really fully understand.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个称义。
Because this justification.
不是只是义啊，你很好。
It is not just merely, oh, you're very good.
你是一个好人。
You're a good person.
不仅是这样。
It is not merely this.
当然这个很重要。
Of course, this is important.
因为你给人给带到神的面前来，在神的眼中看，你不是好人，那你就很糟糕了。
Because in man's view is that when you're brought before God, if you're not a good person, then you're in trouble.
如果是在神眼中看，这是好人。
Because in God's sight, if he sees you are a good person,
这实在是一个恩典。
This indeed is a grace.
但是这个恩典深到一个什么的情形呢？
But how deep is the condition of this grace?
或者说深到一个什么的程度呢？
Or how deep, to what level is this grace?
我们承认我们实在不够很透彻的了解。
We confess that we cannot fully understand this.
因为一提到义的时候，
Because when it mentions about righteousness,
那不仅是一个观念的问题。
It is not only merely a concept.
那里是有一个事实在那。
There is a fact there.
那个事实是什么？
And the truth there,
这个义就是基督自己。
This righteousness is Christ himself.
神称我们为义。
That he has justified us.
乃是说，他在我们身上所看见的，他要说我们是好。
It is to say that upon us, he is to say that we are good.
但是为什么我们是会好的？
But why is it that we are good?
比方说我一分钟以前信主。
For instance, I just believed in the Lord a minute ago.
我一分钟以前还是个坏蛋。
That I'm still a bad person a minute before that.
怎么那么快？一分钟以后，我在神面前神就说很好，很好的。
Then why is it a minute later after, then God says, I'm good, very good.
是我这个人变化的那么快吗？
Have I made this transformation so quickly?
不是。
No.
那既然不是，神根据什么说我称你为义？
If not, then by what does God justify us with?
根据基督。
It is according to Christ.
既然是根据基督。
If it is according to Christ.
我们就不能不留意。
But then we must pay attention.
称义的实际。
What is the reality of such justification?
乃是基督是怎样，我们就成了怎样。
It is how Christ is, we have become.
弟兄姊妹，我承认我就不够了解很透彻的这一个点。
Brothers and sisters, I confess I cannot fully understand this point.
因为对基督我还不够完全的认识。
Because in regards to Christ, I have not fully understood.
虽然认识一点点。
Even though I understand a little bit.
也经历一点点。
I've experienced a little bit.
但是对基督那个完全的认识。
But that complete understanding of Christ.
我还是差得很远。
I confess I am still far away from that.
如果我们对基督的认识并不能完全的把基督吸收过来。
Now, if our understanding of Christ, we cannot completely take that to us.
在我们的认识上。
And in our understanding.
那我们怎么能知道我们称义的那个实际究竟宝贝到一个什么的程度？
Then how can we come to fully realization of how precious that justification upon us is?
那撇开称义，我们看到做后事。
Now, if we take, now we don't look at the justification, we can look at being made heirs.
做后事就是说我们是承受神的产业的人。
Now to be made heirs is that we are those who will receive the inheritance of God.
但是我们所承受的产业是什么样的产业呢？
Then also what is the inheritance which we should receive?
那就首先要看我们这个后事是做到一个什么样子的后事。
Then first we must realize to what state our heirship is.
罗马书八章那里不是很明确地告诉我们吗？
Did not Romans chapter 8 tell us very clearly?
既是儿子,
since we are sons,
就是后子,
then we are heirs.
与基督一同做后子,
we are co-heirs with Christ.
用什么你看到这个关系?
Brothers and sisters, do you see this relationship?
既然是儿子,
if we are sons,
就是后子,
then we are heirs.
怎么样的后子呢?
What kind of heirs?
与基督一同做后子,
we are co-heirs with Christ.
用什么我们都是儿子,
brothers and sisters, we are all sons.
也许是浪子，但是浪子还是儿子。
Even though we may be prodigal sons, we are still sons.
但在神的安排的里面。
But in the arrangement of
God. 神帮着每一个儿子都是后嗣。
That all of his sons are heirs.
这一点没有疑问。
There's no doubt about this.
但是在神的心里面，他所愿意看见的那些许许多多的后嗣，不是只有后世的 这样的一个身份，像浪子，就是儿子的身份一样。
But in the heart of God, He does not merely want to see us as heirs in this state that we are just by status heirs, just like the prodigal son as sons.
在神心思的里面，他愿意看见所有做后嗣的都是与基督一同做后嗣。
But in the heart of God, He is so willing to see all of His heirs to be heirs like co-heirs with Christ.
那也就是说。
That is also to say,
基督如何在神的手里接过神给他的产业。
It is that how Christ received the inheritance from God.
我们这些人在神面前所接受的跟基督所接受的是一个模样。
We before God would receive from Him exactly what Christ receives from Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们又是不能领会得很透彻。
Brothers and sisters, this is also something we cannot fully fathom.
因为这件事情的确是太大了。
Because indeed, this is too great for us.
大到一个地步，我们没有办法能领会得来。
It is so great that we cannot fully understand it.
别说这个属灵的事实，我们领会不过了。
Not to mention that the spiritual truth we cannot understand.
就是在物质世界里边的东西，我们也没有办法的了解的完全。
Even in the materialistic world, we cannot fully understand it.
那属灵的世界比物质的世界大多了，丰富多了。
Now the spiritual world is so much greater and so much more abundant than the material world.
不要说把宇宙给你做产业。
It is not just to mention to give you the universe as your inheritance.
就是把地球给你做产业，你也不得了。
Even just to give you the earth as your inheritance, you cannot take this.
也不要说地球那么大。
Not to mention so great as the earth.
就是把旧金山给你做产业，那你已经很不得了。
Even if we just to say to give you San Francisco as your inheritance is too great.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们在神面前所接受的不是这些物质的东西。
What we receive from God is not these material matters.
比这些物质的东西高贵多了。
It is so much more honorable than these materials.
荣耀多了。
It is so much more glorious.
虽然我们不够很透彻的领会得来。
And even though we cannot fully fathom these matters.
但是我们知道一件事。
But we know one thing.
基督所承受的是什么？我们所承受的也是什么。
What Christ received, it is also what we will receive.
这是做后嗣。
And this is to be heirs.
我们实在要在神面前低头敬拜。
Indeed, we must bow and worship before God.
我们从来没有想到救恩竟然是这样大的一个事实。
We have never imagined that salvation was such a great thing.
而一般说还以为救恩就是不知灭亡反得永生。
In general, we would think salvation is not going to be perished, but to have eternal life.
所以许多人得救了，他们就不可能管他追求不追求了，这个都不需要。
So many times after they're saved, they say, I don't need to pursue whether I do it or not, doesn't matter.
但是圣灵把我们的眼睛打开，叫我们看见那个救恩的完整的事实。
But when the Holy Spirit opened up our eyes to see the completeness of the salvation,
那我们就会说，我们都是愚昧的人。
Then we can only say we are those who are foolish.
我们竟然把神限制在很小的一个范围。
That we would limit God to such a small boundary.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们可以愚昧。
We can be foolish.
但是神却没有保留地向我们说了话。
But God has no reservation in speaking to us.
什么时候我们看到提多书？
When it is that we see Titus.
过去我很瞧不起提多书。
In the past, I have looked down upon Titus.
不然因为他篇幅很小，很少了。
And of course, because it's a small book.
并且又跟坐在提摩太前和后。
And it also follows 1st and 2nd Timothy. 1st and 2nd Timothy.
好像里面说的是都是在已经在提摩太前书一二章里面都包括了。
And it seems like it has repeated or include those that are in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
所以提多书好像是没有什么特别可以留意的。
So it seems like there's nothing special we need to pay attention to in Titus.
但是在主的光照的底下，我不得不承认人的愚昧。
But before the light of the Lord, we cannot but confess our foolishness.
啊，主把我们带进这样一个丰富的拯救的里面。
The Lord has brought us into such a full salvation.
这也是回应了第一章。
And this also returns to chapter 1.
弟兄姊妹，这次我们读提多书，我们翻回来
Brothers and sisters, when we are studying Titus this time, we have repeatedly returned to chapter 1.
因为第一章一直说，就在那里说到哥利底人是狗啊，是狗啊，是牲，恶兽。
Because there it mentions the Christians are evil beasts, slow bellies.
你说这样的人，你还在那里等长老出来啊？
And then we always say, for those people, you're still waiting for elders to come out from them.
虽然提多书没有提到知识,
and even though Titus did not mention about knowledge,
这样的人你在那里等执事出来啊?
About deacons, even though that it did not mention about deacons here in Titus, but also you can see that you're waiting for deacons out of this group of people.
但人看来是不可能,
and it seems like it is impossible for men.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
你看到提多书, 从提出了那个事实以后，一直往下讲，都是讲说神能叫哥利底人当中产生长老。
But you can see immediately when that point is mentioned that we are able to see that God is able to bring this about from the Christian.
因为人以为不可能的，在神那里，神说我还是能。
Because what man sees as impossible, with God it is possible.
的确，人没有办法改变人。
Indeed, man has no way of changing himself.
但是神有能力改变人。
But God is able to do this change.
并且有足够的恩典去改变人。
And indeed, he has sufficient grace to change man.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
所以在这里你看到。
So here we can see.
讲到我们蒙恩的起头。
When it speaks and speaks to the point, the origin of our salvation.
蒙恩的起头就是圣灵的。
Our origin of our salvation is the work of the Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上一做工，就做出几件大事来。
And when the Spirit works, it brings about these great things.
叫我们称义。
So that we're justified.
叫我们做后嗣。
So that we're made heirs.
并且还用着我们在地上活着的日子来彰显神的旨意。
And also to use us the days of our life to manifest God Himself.
感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
那当我们看到圣灵这样打开我们蒙恩的那个经历和结果，
we can see when the Holy Spirit opens up to us our experience and the result of our salvation.
圣灵的带领就往自己那一方面又往前带了。
Then the Holy Spirit leads us forward actively.
他说当你们看到这样的事的时候，
it says when you see these things,
你们要留意，不要做那些无知的辩论和家谱的空谈。
Then you have to pay attention and avoid foolish questions and genealogies.
以及纷争, 并因律法所起的争竞,
and contentions and strivings about the law.
那这里提到四件事,
it mentions four things there.
四件事你可以把它归纳起来,
but these four matters you can conclude together as one.
是旧教里头的东西,
and that is the things of the old creation.
是宗教上头的东西,
it is the matters of religion.
这些旧教里的东西, 宗教里的东西, 不要给人做太多的辩论。
Now these matters of the old creation, these matters of religion, do not strive with others about it.
因为这些辩论并没有把人带到主那里去。
Because these strivings does not bring man before God.
相反的，还会把我们的灵带回旧造的那个。
Bring it into the entanglement of the old creation.
我记得我还年轻的时候。
I remember when I was still young.
开始服侍主。
That's when I began to serve the Lord.
一个年长的弟兄就跟我们提到一些事。
Older brother mentions a few things with us.
他说跟那些不信的福音朋友。
That when you're with the unbelieving gospel friends.
你带领他们传福音的时候。
When you lead them to spread the gospel to them.
他们一定有很多的问题。
They will have many questions.
他就警告我们,
then he warned us,
你不要以为解决他们的问题他们就会信主。
Do not think by solving, answering their questions, then they will believe in the Lord.
这个不可能的。
This is not possible.
并且你们根本也不能解决他们的问题。
And in fact, you yourself cannot answer or solve their problems.
因为一个问题可以引出无数的问题。
Because one question can bring forth many questions.
虽然那些问题是没有了期的。
So there are never-ending questions.
但是他说你又不能一下就把它拒绝出去。
But you cannot just reject them just like that.
当然这些都是那个技巧的问题。
Of course, this just has to do with how your technique is.
他就跟我们说。
So he said to us,
你们轻轻地和他谈论一下他所提出来的。
Now just slightly mention and answer the question they bring forth.
然后你马上要提出问题给他。
And then immediately you have to ask them questions.
让他去正视他自己的问题。
So that they can affirm their own question.
比方说让他正视他有没有罪的问题。
For instance, to affirm if he has this matter of sin.
让他去正视如果他人生的路程走完他的结局是什么。
For instance, let him confirm at the end of his life what is his future.
或者是说
Or to say,
他在每天的生活里头是不是很愉快很满足
That is he very satisfied, very joyful in his daily living.
如果不满足的原因在哪
If not, where is the reason?
No, 然后那个年长的弟兄啊他就把整个的事情归纳在两句话
And then the older brother have concluded these in two sentences.
他说你不要跟着他们的思想走
Now do not go according to their mind thought.
你必须及时的叫他来跟着你的思想走。
But immediately in time, let them follow your mind.
我不知道这个这个技巧的问题，是不是很熟灵
？I don't know if handling this in this way is very spiritual.
不过对我们在福音服事上面，的确是很管用。
But it is very useful for us in the service regarding this gospel.
提多书在这里也就提到这个原则。
And here Titus mentions about this principle.
你晓得犹太人很注意家谱的问题。
Now you know for the Jews, they pay so much attention to the genealogies.
那外邦人，尤其是那个地方是很靠近希腊，他们很注意一些哲理上的问题。
And here it is so close to Greece, they pay attention to so many of the philosophies.
那弟兄姊妹们，这一些不是说我们不能去碰。
Now regarding these matters, not that we cannot touch them.
但是我们只能在边上碰碰。
But we
跟着他们进到里头。
But we should just encounter them on the surface and not enter into it.
弟兄姊妹，因为有很多很多的道理，你要变，人家变了几百年还没有变完。
Because and not ended yet.
你跟着他去变，你也没有下，你也没有结局的。
Now, if you strive with them regarding this, you will not have any result. So very simply,
是鸡生蛋还是蛋生鸡？
Is it the chicken first or the egg first?
就这么变了几百年，你没有办法在人的心思里头就找不到答案的。
So in these kind of debates, there's so much for so long, and there's no answer.
他们变到今天还是在变这个。
And if you debate to today, they're still debating about this kind of matter.
当然是蛋生鸡啊。
And it's very simple. You say, is that the chicken first?
母鸡孵出来那么小鸡。
Or the egg first. You can see the mother hen giving the birth to the little chick.
但是你问那母鸡从什么地方来？
Then you ask, oh, where did the hen come from?
那个蛋什么地方来？
Where did the egg come from?
当然是先有鸡才生蛋了。
Of course, you must have the hen first before the egg comes out.
都有道理嘛。
They all make sense.
但是只是道理而已。
But they are only logic.
你没有办法找到那个事实。
You cannot find the truth regarding it.
这就是这里所说的无益的空谈。
So here it says they are unprofitable and vain.
就是我们在神面前我们懂。
Brothers and sisters, we know before God. 因为圣
灵在我们身上。给我们那个经历是非常真实的。
Because what the Holy Spirit gives us is very true.
我们就知道，一个人在神面前蒙恩这个事情不是虚假。
We know that one who is saved by grace, it is not empty.
我们就是要抓牢，把他们固定在这个罪人来到神的光中受审判的那个问题。
We must hold fast.To that fact that it is a sinner coming into judgment in the light of God.
这是一方面。
This is on the one hand.
第二方面。
On the other hand,
他说分门结党的人呢，警戒过一两次就要弃绝他。
It says a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonishment rejects.
这是说到教会内部的。
This speaks of the within the church.
为什么说这个话呢
？Why does it mention this？
弟兄姊妹，你看到
？You see, brothers and sisters，
这是不偏离合一的见证。
This is not to depart away from the appropriate testimony。
合一的见证不是合一 ，the oneness。
The oneness of the testimony。
我们感谢神。
We thank God。
神在我们身上做许许多多的工作
That God does many work upon us
都是朝着一个方向走
It is toward one direction.
叫我们进入身体。
So that we can enter into the body.
而彰显身体。
To manifest the body.
因为这个是神在基督里所做的做工的那一个主要的目标。
Because this is the main purpose of God's work upon us in Christ.
因为我们都知道。
Because we all know.
神的计划的执行。
The execution of God's plan.
跟基督身体的建立是有最密切的关系。
And the building up of the body of Christ is very closely related.
基督的身体没有建立。没有建立好
Now before the establishment of the body of Christ
神的计划的执行就没有办法往前挪移
There's no way for the plan of God to move forth
所以在圣经里边你看到圣灵多次的说话一直让神的儿女们要维持那个合一的建立
So you can see the Holy Spirit speaking so many times for the children of God to sustain that oneness in the testimony
在以弗所书里边固然是非常突出这一个点了
It emphasizes this in Ephesians
在腓立比书上面也是围绕着这样的一个事实来交通
In Philippians it also surrounds this in its fellowship
哥罗西书就更明确地指出你们蒙造原是为了这个目的
And it is even so much more clear in Colossians that this is the reason that you are called
那现在的提多书里面又在点出这一个
Now in Titus it points out this again
如果有人他不愿意维持这个合一的见证
Now if a man does not willing to sustain this oneness in the testimony
跟他交通劝勉过一两次
Now after you have shared and admonished him for the first and second time
就不要浪费时间再在那里去做
Do not waste your time doing it there anymore
就和这样的人停止交通就是
Then just to stop your fellowship with this kind of people
等到有一天他们在神的光中转回那时候再恢复交通
Until one day they return, repent in the light of God Then we can restore the fellowship
弟兄姊妹你看这里说的很严肃的
Brothers and sisters, here it is very serious
因为这里所说的那个分门结党啊
Because here, one who is an heretic
不是因为无知而分门结党
It is not because he is ignorant
而是知道而不跟随啊
It is because he knows and does not follow
因为底下你看到
Because later you read
自己明知不是还是去做
Being such is knowing that he that is such is subverted and sin.
哦，弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们实在需要主给我们看见如何让神的权柄在神的教会的中间显出来。
We must see how the authority of God is manifested in his church.
神是领我们往前走。
That God leads us forth.
有人不愿意跟上来，那就随他了。
Now, if someone does not want to follow on, then let him be.
弟兄姊妹们，按照神的心思来跟随的。
Now, for the brothers and sisters who follow according to the heart of God,
我们就没有任何的理由不接纳交通。
There is no reason that we would not accept the fellowship.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么说到这里的时候
，Here when it mentions this,
好像提多书的信息它。可以说是交通完了。
We can say that we have come to an end of the sharing on Titus.
但是底下
But later,
就是肢体们中间的一些交通。
It is a fellowship between the brethren.
包括保罗在同工们上的一些安排。
It includes some of the arrangement of Paul upon the co-workers.
我们稍微留意一下。
Now let us just pay a little bit of attention to that.
那十二节开始
Starting from verse 12.
保罗就说我打发亚提马或是推基古到你那里去。
Now when I shall send Artemis unto thee or Tychicus.
你就要赶紧往尼哥波利去见我。
Be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis.
因为我已经定义在那里过冬。
Because I've determined there to winter.
为什么保罗要提多去看他这里没有说。
Now we don't know, it did not say here, why did Paul want Titus to go see him?
而我们也不知道是什么原因。
And we don't know for what reason.
但是我们看到一件事。
But we see one thing.
保罗让提多去看他的时候，他就打发另外的一同工去接替提多的服侍。
But we can see that when Paul caused for Titus to go see him, he has sent other co-workers to take the service of Titus. I have this feeling. That it is with urgency that Paul wanted to see Titus. So he says, be diligent to come. Now this being diligent to come, to speak of this heavy burden Paul has within to see Titus. Now the time of these two writings, 2 Timothy and Titus, should be very near. And you can also see the urgency Paul has to see Timothy in 2 Timothy. And in Titus, we can also see the urgency Paul has to see Titus. Paul himself did not say what the reason was. But we can see the recording in 2 Timothy and what's recorded here in Titus. I personally had this feeling. Paul feels his day on earth is not much. That within him there are so many words. And maybe so much, even so much more light from Revelation.
或者是对这两位同工他们在服事上面有许多许多还需要加强学习的地方。
Or many areas which these two co-workers of him needs to learn.
所以他就在那么短促的时间里边让他们两个人回到他身边。
So in these short period of time, he wanted these two to return to his side.
我想这个可能性是很大的。
I think this possibility is very great.
然后在这里我们就看,
Here we can see
保罗心里面所记挂的
We can see what is heavy on Paul's heart is that those who are co-workers with him can bring forth the heart of God. Because in that period of time, the church indeed was facing difficulty. From within and from without, it is very difficult. And these two co-workers are young ones. Are they able to still stand on the Lord's side in these kind of dire situations?
弟兄姊妹你记得, 在提后,
Brothers and sisters, because you remember when Paul mentions about Demas in 2 Timothy, you can just realize the sorrow that Paul has from within. And that Demas has left me and forsaken me unto Thessalonica because of his love for this present world.
提摩太会不会也会碰到这样的试探呢?
Now would Timothy come upon these kind of temptations as well?
提多会不会也碰到这样的试探?
Now would Titus have these kind of temptations as well?
当然谁都不敢保证。
Of course no one can guarantee this.
所以保罗心里面很记挂这些年轻的同工。
So Paul in his heart was mindful of these young co-workers.
那所以他就说, 你赶紧到我这里。
So he says, make your diligence to come unto me. And then we can see other matters.
13节,
Verse 13.
又是赶紧,
also diligently.
他说你要赶紧给律师希纳和亚波罗送行,叫他们没有缺乏。
Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them.
啊, 这真有意思。
This is very meaningful.
如果 不提律师希纳，我们不觉得这里有太重的一些带领。Now,
if we do not mention the Zenas, the lawyer here, we do not see some guidance here.
如果你光是看见亚波罗的话，你不会有那么深的感觉。Now,
if we just merely see Apollos here, we do not see this so deeply.
我们有理由相信，当时那个希纳跟阿波罗都是在格里底。
Now we believe that Zenas and Apollos there is also in Crete. That Paul wants these two first to go.
但他就告诉提摩太啊提提多
，But he lets Titus know，
你要赶紧给律师希纳和亚波罗送行，叫他们没有缺乏。
Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them.
我们不知道提多的背景。
We don't know the background of Titus.
他是不是家里很富有的？我们不知道。
Was he from a wealthy background? We don't know.
也许是，也许不是。
Maybe, maybe not.
也许像巴拿巴，他家里是很富有。
Maybe like Barnabas, he came from a wealthy house.
但是我不管他的背景是怎样。
But regardless of his background,
在这里
，here,
保罗说
，Paul says,
提多。
Titus,
现在这两位弟兄要前行。
Now these two brothers have to go forth.
你为他们预备需用。
Prepare for what they need.
你赶紧的为他预备需用。
Diligently prepare for what they need.
这里面就很有学习了。
Here there's a lot of lessons.
他要去，那他当然自己要预备了。
Now if they're to go, then they have to prepare for themselves.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意。
The brothers and sisters, pay attention.
他们要去是主要他们去。
They are to go is because the Lord wants them to go.
主既然要他们去，主也就在那里要预备。
Now if the Lord wants them to go, the Lord will prepare there for them.
但是主的预备是怎么显出来的？
Now how is the preparation of God arranged?
主就感动他在地上的管家，给他们有一个负担。
Then God will move His stewards on earth to prepare for them.
把主所要做的事情做出来。
To do what the Lord wants done.
那这个只是在提多这一方面。
And now this is just regarding Titus.
我感觉最深的是。
What I feel more deeply is.
是律师希纳。
Now Zenas the lawyer.
弟兄姊妹，他是做律师。
Brothers and sisters, he is a lawyer.
从前的律师跟现在的律师有没有差别？
I don't know if the lawyer in the past and the lawyers now has any difference.
大概都不会差得太远。
Maybe not too much of a difference.
以前人就说有三师是很，有三师是是很叫人羡慕的。
In the past, the others say that there are three professions that others envy greatly.
我都记得不太清楚了。一个是医师。
One is a doctor.
一个是律师。
One is a lawyer.
还有一个是什么师？会计师。不晓得是会计师还是建筑师。
The other one, I don't remember if it's an architect or an accountant.
就是这样。
But it's these kind of occupations.
这个是长久以来的。
Now this is from long ago.
这个律师。
Now he's a lawyer.
他现在要上一个，要去一个地方。
Now he has to go on a journey.
也许是去保罗那里。
Maybe to go to Paul.
你看见。
Here you can see.
他好像没有旅费。
Seems like he has no fees for his journey.
哎，你说这律师怎么会没有旅费？
You say how come this lawyer needs for his journey?
我们不必问这个问题。
We don't need to ask this question.
我们要问的就是。
What we need to ask is.
这个希纳，他为了主的缘故，把他的职业、把他的工作都撇下来服侍。他宁愿为着主，他为着主的缘故，宁愿放弃他的丰富，而接受。这样的，按人眼中看来的，好像是缺乏。
Now, seeing as the lawyer for the Lord's sake would put away, forsake these, that in man's eyes he would take up something that seems to be lacking and leave what seems to be good to him.
在这里你就看见。
Here we can see.
一个跟随主的人，他的心思就是定在主的身上，而不考虑其他的问题。
One who follows the Lord must set his sight and fix it upon the Lord and not consider other matters.
你说不考虑其他的问题，他怎么活下去？
And we say if he does not consider other matters, how does he live on?
这就引出在神儿女们中间的一个很宝贝的学习。
And this brings forth to us a very precious lesson amongst the children of God.
那对一个服侍主的人来说，他是为了主的工作，为了服侍主而学习在信心里支取主的丰富。
Now, a servant of the Lord, for the sake of serving the Lord and doing his work, has to learn by faith to appropriate from the abundance of the Lord.
在另一方面，
On the other hand,
也让神的儿女们学习在爱心的里边去纪念主的主做工的需要，包括工作和做工的人。
It is also, on the other hand, for the children of God in love to learn to remember the work of God and also the workers.
因为以上你就看见一件事情。
Because later on you see something.
他说，并且我们的人。
And let ourselves.
什么是我们的人？
What is it, ourselves?
都是聚在主里边的。
And that is all that is in the Lord.
连接在主里边的,
those who are connected in the Lord, that is ours, ourselves.
要学习,
also learn.
看小字好。
Now we just look at the footnote.
要学习做对的事，做好的事。
And let ours also learn to maintain good works.
当然从下文我们看到中文那样翻译，做学习做正经事业也是有这个意思。
And then in the Chinese translation, we can see from the context they have their meaning there, to do the good works.
因为你做正经事业，你就有余可以预备所需用的。
Because if you maintain good works, you would have abundance left over for necessary uses.
免得不结果子。
That they be not unfruitful.
哦，这就我们看到提多哥林多后书里边所提到的。
Here we can see then what is mentioned in 2 Corinthians.
啊，圣徒缺乏要帮补。
Now we have to help the saints lacking.
今天我的富余补你现在的不足。
Now today my abundance would provide for your lacking.
将来你的富余也补我的不足。
And in the future, your abundance would supply for my lacking.
这样就做对了。
And then we have done right.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到这个律师跟那个阿波罗的行程的时候。
Here when we see the journey of Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollo.
也让我们看见一些神儿女们当中该有的学习。
We can also see some lessons the children of God should have.
然后最末了是彼此的问安。
And then later is a mutual greeting.
不过在这个彼此的问安的里面，那就是一个交通了。
But in this mutual greeting, it is a fellowship.
但是保罗在这里提到有一句话。
But here Paul mentions,
请代问那些因有信心爱我们的人安。
Greet them that love us in the faith.
这话就好像是说，不是所有的人他都问安了。
So these words seemingly are that he does not greet them, not all of them.
他问安的对象是有信心而爱他们的。
Those whom he greet are those whom have loved and love them in the faith.
他们爱他们，那些人爱他们乃是因着信的缘故。
And those love him, it is because of faith.
有些人可怜保罗。
Some may have pity on Paul.
有些人感觉保罗需要人来给他安慰。
And some may think that Paul needs comfort.
因为他的经历太可怜。
Because his experiences are very pitiful.
保罗说这样的问安我不要。
And Paul says, I do not want this kind of greetings.
他所要的只是从生命里边出来的。
And what he desires is but from life.
不是从人的感情里边出来的。
It is not from man's feelings.
他们爱主。
They love the Lord.
他们信主。
They believe in the Lord.
他们看见这里有一些弟兄们，他们为着主的缘故毫无保留地摆上自己。
And they're able to see that there's this group of brethren here for the Lord's sake have completely put forth themselves. And so these group of people love them.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不大，好像是不大领会这样的事。
It seems like we cannot easily understand this.
我们常常是看到这个情形。
Many times we see some conditions.
就是说，你们基督徒都没有爱心。
They say, oh, you Christians have no love.
他们以为一个信主的人就什么都要爱。
And they think that one who is in the Lord must be loved.
但是我们的主给我们看见的不是。
But our Lord lets us see that we do not need to love everything.
一面叫我们看见爱是有基础的。
On the one hand, he lets us see that love has its foundation.
那个基础就是真理。
And that foundation is truth.
正如哥林多前书十三章所说，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And just like 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that love does not delight in unrighteousness,
but
the truth. 不在
真理里面的事情，你爱。主说你不能爱。
And those that are not in the truth, if you want to love them, the Lord says you cannot.
就像约翰二书里边。
And just like 2 John.
使徒约翰 的确是发表神的爱是发表得很透彻。
That indeed the Apostle John have manifested so clearly the love of God.
但是在约翰二书里面，他就明明指出一些事实。
But in 2 John he clearly points out this fact.
有一些人到你们那里去。
That some who come to you.
你不要接他们到，你们不要接他到家里。
Do not greet them. Do not invite them into your home.
并且也不要问他安。
And do not even greet them.
因为你们问他安啊，也就在他恶行上有份。
Because if you greet them, you're partaking in their evil.
怎么基督徒没有爱了？
Then you say, then your Christians have no love?
弟兄姊妹你就注意。
Brothers and sisters, then you notice.
在每一个时刻里边都会有那些现象。
In each moment, there may be these kind of phenomena.
有些人犯罪不悔改。
Some who sin and does not repent.
你可以在爱心里边等待他，但是你却不能在爱心里边去纵容他。
You cannot wait for them in love, but you cannot forbear them in love.
有一些人挂着基督徒的名字而做一些主不喜悦的事。
And some may have the banner of being Christians to do something that's not pleasing to the Lord.
或者是抵挡主的事。
Or maybe they do matters opposing the Lord.
就像约翰二书里边约翰所说的那些人是什么人？
Just as it mentions in 2 John, what does John call them?
他们是假使徒。
That they are false apostles.
他们是假师傅。
They are false teachers.
他们传讲的不是在十字架上流血埋葬又复活的主。
What they preach is the Lord who it is not the Lord who has shed his blood, was crucified, was buried, and resurrected.
用我们前一些使徒的加拉太书来说，他们是传另外一个福音的人。
And to use the words in Galatians, it is those who are preaching another gospel.
这样的人你就不能在爱心里头给他有任何的接待。
And it is this kind of people that you cannot receive them any, do not receive them in any way in love.
这又回到一个。接受主传饼的管理的问题。
So this also returns to receiving the sovereignty of the Lord's authority.
主不喜悦的，我们就不沾染。
If the Lord is not pleased with it, we will not touch it.
是主喜悦的，我们就赶紧去跟上。
If He is delighted in it, then we diligently follow on.
但主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们就这样把提多书看过。
Then we'll end Titus this way.
我们盼望圣灵借着提多书把那个很主要的信息留在我们的心思里。
And we pray that the Holy Spirit would leave that main message of Titus within our hearts.
因为我们没有一个人是例外，全都是在恩典里边给造成的。
Because none of us is an exception, all of us have been created in grace.
我们基督徒就停在这里。
And we'll end Titus here.